fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 28th day of October, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do something that's still legal in all 50 states, very marginally so in places like California, Oregon, state of Washington, but still legal in all 50 states. Proud to do it. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, inventory all your flashlights. We tend to accumulate these small flashlights, large flashlights, headlights, and so forth. Make sure they're all in proper working order, good condition, and you've got plenty of rechargeable batteries and at least 2 chargers, preferably one at least that's solar powered. All right, we have patient waiting green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture a whole line of excellent high quality water filters, including the Ready Pure. We're going to be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating these filters in your household can give you what you need. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. I'm feeling great. I've extremely upped my intake of, you know, C, D, and K. And as a result, I'm feeling like a human being again.
All right. Glad to hear it. Well, Kirk, the clot shots continue to be the top of my list of concerns. It's, in my opinion, the matter that will affect adversely the most Americans the quickest. We're between now. We've only got really 8 weeks left of this year. The majority of these clot shot mandates kick in the next 30, 35 days or so. The remainder of them kick in before the 1st of January. Nationwide, for the U.S. military, civilians working for the government and all parts of the federal government, no matter what they do, you know, government employees of all kinds, private sector employees, healthcare workers, first responders, It's going to be devastating to our country, our culture, and our economy, isn't it, sir?
I think so. I think that more than anything, I think that that will, you know, precipitate a great increase in a lot of uncomfortable situations, you know, for all of us, you know, both emotionally and physically. And, you know, the message always leads back to one thing, and that's, you know, preparation, you know, physically and spiritually.
Absolutely. And well,
that's where we need to be at.
I'm reading a headline this morning that one third of all active duty military personnel have not yet got the clot shot. I have no doubt. I mean, maybe if you're in a very remote station in Alaska, living in a tent, maybe you don't have easy access to the clot shot in the military, but or maybe a remote area of Africa for a posting. But I'm pretty sure that almost everybody in the military has access to the clot shot, and they've obviously, clearly, they've decided to not get it, either not get it at all or wait to the last moment. But in the highest percentage within the military, not getting it is the guys in the, and whatever few gals there are in special operations. That would be the U.S. Army Green Berets, the Army Rangers, the U.S. Marines, the Navy SEALs, and so forth. They're the highest percentage of men and women that have decided to not get the clot shot. They're the tip of the spear, aren't they, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about the, you know, the special forces and the other, you know, really super, you know, frontline, you know, what I call mech'd out, you know, commandos, what you realize is there's only two possibilities. You know, one is that they're very, 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 you know, patriotic, or they're, you know, clinically insane. So, you know, I would say that the vast majority, probably upwards of 98 or 99%, because you never can capture everybody, I think all of them are super patriotic, and they really believe in the grounding of the Constitution and the freedom, not only for people in America, but for people everywhere. You know, we're not ingrained, you know, soldiers, warriors, you know, people that are out there, you know, freedom activists, let's call them. You know, we're not talking about specific groups of people. You know, the whole idea of couching and boxing that into some kind of a white supremacy thing is absolutely insane. I mean, it not only doesn't make any sense, but it's insane. I mean, the whole concept of the country and the founding of the country is that people could legally come from anywhere with nothing and make something of themselves, you know, inside of this thing that we call America. And we're watching, you know, as this thing is becoming attacked, eroded, and you know, poisoned, basically, in every way, shape, and form. And obviously, those people that are super patriotic, that believe in the foundings of this country and those principles, and by the way, I'm sure many have very serious, you know, religious or spiritual underpinnings, I would say that those people are getting mad, and they're not willing to, you know, go along to get along. And we need more of these people to stand up and speak out. And because it's one thing to go down, you know, it's one thing to do everything you can to try to fight back and insulate. And then at the end of the day, you know, you have to leave it up to God, because we can't defend against everything at once if it's thrown at us. And it's God's will that we, you know, that we not remain. I mean, that's not up to us. That's up to God. But we can do everything we can. You know, I remember one of the early people that I used to listen to, you know, in my early sales and personal growth training, used to say, you know, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. And I think that, you know, it's time now for us to do all that we can do. And, you know, not to steal a commercial, but, you know, be all that we can be, true sense of the word. So I think we got to step up, you know, and eventually, you know, be prepared to step out.
I agree, absolutely. Yeah, question or comment, we will take that at Republic Broadcasting this morning at 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, I haven't been active duty in the military for decades. If I was, if I had a career with a wife, a couple of kids, a mortgage, and I was given the choice between walking away from my career, walking away from my pension, or staying there and getting the clot shot, it would be a tough place to be. I know the decision I would make. I would choose to save my life and kiss the pension goodbye. Because knowing what I know, pension's not going to, you know, they don't pay a pension to a dead man. And I would, so that would leave my wife getting my pension. What's the point to stay there to get a pension that you're not going to receive? So walk away from it, start a new career, and life goes on. And that's where our men and women in the military are right now, to keep that monthly paycheck, to keep that career and that pension, or walk away from it. Now, there's been threats. I think the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of the Navy, one of those guys, has threatened the Navy SEALs with forcing them to pay back the cost of their training to become a U.S. Navy SEAL. Making that, you know, making those kind of threats to these warriors is not a wise thing to do. You know, these are the extreme alpha male warriors, most of whom at this point in time have been in heavy combat and had friends die in their arms. You don't threaten men like that. You really don't. That's not a wise thing to do. What this high-ranking official is going to get, he's not going to like it. If he thinks he can threaten these men into a corner by threatening to make them pay for their training, he is so wrong. He doesn't understand the mindset of these alpha male warriors. He doesn't understand who they are. He doesn't understand what they're capable of. He really doesn't. What happens the next 8.5 weeks or so is going to be historical. It will be a game changer nationwide. I can't predict what the outcome is going to be. I can say, however, that things will be different, a lot different. I'm getting emails. You know, Kirk, I'm doing more consultations at this time. I'm doing typically 3 to 4 private consultations a week right now. Got a note yesterday from a gentleman in Illinois. His wife is a registered nurse. She had to quit her job because they wanted her to get the clot shot. He's ready to leave the high taxes and the clot shot mandates of the state of Illinois and come to freedom in Missouri, where there's virtually no clot shot mandates, and people can live in freedom with low taxes and so forth. Another gentleman I was talking to recently was talking about how there's a loose coalition of these red states that are coming together economically and culturally to take care of themselves and the other red states to stand up against the clot shot mandates and the heavy taxation of the blue states. There's prognostication, as Kirk, about civil war. I don't see that at the moment. I see economic war right now already taking place between these states. Another consultation client, he's the same age as my grandson. He's probably listening right now. He had a business in California that was quite successful, which he sold out last August, I believe it was. And he's moving to freedom in the state of Oklahoma, and glad to do it. And we've had several consultations, and the reports he's given me from what life's like for a 26-year-old in California are really scary, really scary. The culture there is basically destroyed in terms of what you and I, Kirk, would regard as a normal, healthy lifestyle and culture for any place. It's just absolutely wiped out and wrecked there in California. So, Kirk, I think our job, you know, for an hour a week, you're with me as a broadcast journalist. I do it 15 hours a week plus a couple hours with Doug Hagman every week. But us broadcast journalists, we have a responsibility to inform and educate people that listen to us about the dangers, the inherent dangers of the clot shots and the booster shots, so they in turn can educate others. And hopefully they won't get the clot shots. We do that for an hour a week, you and I, Kirk, and we've had quite a bit of success. So I want to thank you for being with me doing this, and also helping people learn where they can get healthy and healthier, clean, pure drinking water. And that's where Ready Pure Water Revolution comes in, doesn't it, Kirk?
I think that when you know you look out there in the marketplace at the various different you know water filtration mechanisms and products, obviously you know we all have a lot of choices in what we choose to purchase. I think that what we're going to find out moving forward is the people that you deal with, the people that you support financially, you know, with your purchasing dollars, all of this becomes super important, you know, at this point going forward. I know for me and my family, we try to buy, you know, local, everything that we can, possibly can, you know, from people, from our local businesses, because it's so essential. And, you know, one of the things that we also try to do is support those businesses that we feel that are like-minded to us, that are really interested, you know, in supporting the USA and the direction that that we have to go to keep things smooth. And so I would encourage people on the line, you know, we offer a big savings to people that call in from the John Moore Show. The reason that we do that is because of two things. One, we really like supporting people that are moving in the same direction that we do. And two, we know just how important these products are in protecting your health, you know, and wellness for your family. And I don't know, of all the things out there that you could do, the biggest thing that you could do to affect your health is to really take a close look at the type of water that you're drinking or not drinking, you know, throughout the day. There's a lot of people that are not drinking enough water. That's a big issue. You simply can't get the right kind of hydration from other beverages that you can from water. There's a lot of people that believe that, you know, drinking the a bottled, purified, you know, dead energy, lifeless water, the McDonaldized water, I like to call it, you know, from the grocery store, is the way to go. And the problem is that being devoid of minerals and life force, you know, the body has to really operate on that water before it can use it effectively as what we call bio water. And there's a lot of factors, you know, in water. There's a lot of energy factors. There's a lot of light, you know, or photonic factors in water that you simply can't get, you know, from a bottled, you know, plasticized water from the store. So, you know, tap water for decades has been very healthy for a lot of people. That's taken a big turn because of all the additives now that are going in, you know, all the disinfectant compounds that are really chemicals that really are harmful, you know, to the body over time and distance. I mean, they do a great job of, you know, killing microbes, but they also, you know, are not good for the body. So a lot of new alternatives. And I think the Ready Pure emergency wellness filter is a great solution because, number one, it doesn't require electricity. So if the electric goes down, if you're not able to have power in your house, if the municipal, you know, water stops functioning for whatever reason, if your well no longer works because there's no electricity, then you can count on this device to do a great job of almost purifying any water that you put in it. I say almost because the testing shows, you know, a 97-98% purification quotient across the board on a variety of not only bacteria, you know, biological contaminants, but also a lot of the more common disinfectant compounds. It really does a great job of removing these things because of the, you know, the fine crafted ceramic construction of these ceramic gravity cartridges. And then on top of that, or inside of that, we have a special infill media that's been specially formulated to create a lot of reduction for a lot of the chemicals that you find in the common municipal water, or you might find even in water that you take out of your pond, lake, or other stagnant water sources. So this is going to do a really great job. We always talk about the thing to add to the efficacy would be if you have some coffee filters and you wind up having to filter water that's got a lot of particulate in it or other, you know, what I would call junk, you know, leaf debris or insects and this kind of thing. It's a great idea, you know, to filter that water first with a leaf filter because it'll add life to the other cartridges that are in the units. Many people that order these systems wind up getting an extra set of cartridges with them, which is an excellent, excellent choice because, you know, we used to hear in the Army that, you know, two is one and one is none.
That's right. Hold that thought.
So it's a good idea to have extra.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, the excellent Ready Pure water filter. If you don't have internet access and you want to order it by calling on the telephone, what's that telephone number, Kirk?
It's area code 336-525-1015.
And the coupon code is LibertyMan. You get a $100 discount off each filter. It's not, so if you buy two filters, that's $100 off each of the two filters. They're Ready Pure, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Kirk, the calls I'm getting, since I'm doing more and more consultations, I'm getting calls from men and women all around the country. I haven't done any international consultations yet, but I expect I will be. But people are very concerned, and they're concerned about how much time is left. John, do I have time to start a hobby farm? John, do I have time to move? Well, quite frankly, we don't know. We do know that times are wasting. There's a term that's used out here in the Ozarks, and I'm sure many other places, about daylight's burning. You know, we got to get out there and get it done. Daylight is burning. I would not anguish over the perceived lack of time. I would take joy in the fact that there appears to be time. And do what you can. I have no doubt whatsoever that selling your home in one state where everybody you know, every place, all your the places where you go for your church, where you go shopping, your friends, your family, and leaving to come hundreds, if not thousands of miles to Missouri or Arkansas, one of these states in the Ozarks, it's not an easy thing. It's difficult. It's expensive. It's time-consuming. Just moving across town is enough of a burden. Moving hundreds of miles is even more so, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. It is. It's a tough thing, you know, for a lot of folks to visualize that. But, you know, if you're in an area that that's congested, I like to refer to it as, you know, the blue hive. If you're in a blue hive area, you've got to find a way to get away, because you're not going to be able to stand against, you know, what's going to come happen. In my opinion, it's just going to be too forceful. There's going to be too much. You know, it's a war really, not about facts. It's a war about philosophy. You know, and a lot of people, you know, have got a philosophy or a theory, I guess you could say, that is not supported by facts. I mean, there's many people in science that have theories that are simply not supported by facts, but they've been raised along those lines. They've been taught those things. The people that they, you know, hang out with, you know, believe that way. And quite frankly, there's a lot of time constraints, which we talk about all the time, you know, put on people. Americans are very resilient and very productive. And that includes a lot of the folks that have moved here from other countries. All Americans tend to be very productive, or many do. Maybe the last few years excepted, or the last few months, you know, down in Texas. But aside from that, the Americans are very resilient and very productive. At least that's the way most of us were raised and brought up. And a lot of folks that have come to this country came with that end in mind. They came here because of the freedom, you know, to be able to produce. And consequently, many people don't have a lot of extra time. And if you don't have a lot of extra time, you can't have a lot of extra self-education, you know, or it's easy to choose not to, I guess is a better way to say it. And consequently, people have a mindset and they have an attitude, and, you know, they've built a level of protection around themselves mentally based on those foundations. Sometimes they have business interests that are built around those foundations, and consequently, it's not easy for them to look to the truth, you know, or look to the, you know, the lighted path. And this is very, very dangerous, because those philosophies are going to dictate to a great degree, you know, how you react and how you respond to many of the things that happen that we simply can't control. And you know, it's pretty important, you know, to be grounded in certain principles and apply those principles, especially now, because I think, you know, the world is becoming a very dangerous place, especially locally. And, you know, the easiest way to succumb to that danger is to not be vigilant and to not self-educate and to believe, you know, the mainstream. I mean, I sometimes when I turn on the news, and I'm not talking about the network news. I'm not talking about, you know, the communist news network or the other things that are out there. I'm talking about local news. Sometimes when I turn on local news, I can't believe what they're saying and the way they're saying it. It is so out there. It is so, you know, not based in truth. It is such a delusion that it makes me believe that we live in a very deluded, you know, society for many of us, even locally. And we've just got to take heed and got to really sit down and have a stern talk with ourselves and say, okay, you know, what are we going to really believe? What are those beliefs based on? And, you know, where do we see ourselves going, you know, in the next months and years? And because the institutions that we all grew up with are in large part not the same as what we were, you know, raised to believe.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to play something like that.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. Just put it right in your browser. If you use your search engine, you'll be 20 places you don't want to be. We have several outstanding parcels of real estate listed for sale at my website. Beautiful, very nice places ready to go in my neighborhood and other places nearby. And just looking at some of these photographs, they are very beautiful, highly desirable places. Also, of course, I do private consultations. I'm doing 3 to 4 a week now. For me, I find it very gratifying and a lot of fun, quite frankly, to help people achieve the clarity, achieve the focus they need to get the information they need to achieve their goals. And you can get the details at my website. Last but not least, we'll have Tom Berryhill on at the bottom of hour three. He'll give us a 24-minute update on the Energy Cleaner, the status of getting computer chips and building these. He's promised me Energy Cleaners towards the end of the week here, and I should have pretty much all the back orders caught up. Vera in Australia, your two Energy Cleaners will be en route, my dear. And we have another order in Australia ready to be shipped very soon. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing the highest quality water filters that will give you not only clean, pure water, but water that's healthier. Before we get to our next caller here, Kirk, how can water be healthier, and what does that mean? What does it look like?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Long Island, New York, and, you know, all of my relatives were from New York City and spent a lot of time there, even as a young person. And, you know, we were always taught that the water there was the best in the world. I mean, it was fluoridated. It was great for your teeth. You know, my dad was a dentist before he passed away in 1971, and we just thought it was awesome. You know, the bagels and baking was made better, you know, by the addition of these compounds. And it was a whole thing, you know. And then as I got older, I learned that there could be, you know, contaminants, obviously, in water, not only biological, but chemical. And then the big thing in the 80s was all about, you know, water filtration. What can we do to remove, you know, these contaminants? We saw, you know, a tremendous amount of activity there. A lot of companies, direct sale companies, based on that, you know, chlorine removal, I'll call it. And then when I moved here to the farm about 25 years ago, what happened was we realized that we couldn't survive on the water that was produced by this property because it had so many, you know, not only minerals, but it had, you know, all the sulfur in it. You know, it smelled like rotten eggs. You couldn't do a load of laundry because it would get stiff, you know, on the clothesline. And so I started to look into, you know, water filtration equipment, you know, for the whole house, what we call point of entry equipment. And I actually designed and built my own system because back then we had very little extra money. I had to do everything myself. And I built this water closet, you know, on the outside of the house and was able to, you know, put the system in there. And it really worked out great and really enjoyed, you know, using that, was able to do that same job for a number of neighbors. And then about 15, 16 years ago, I came across a technology that talked about energized water and being able to create a water that was actually healthier and more vibrant and had what they called a microclustering effect to it. And also an elevated alkalinity, which is important, you know, for the body. And so I became interested in that. And this was delivered by a mechanical machine, sort of a electric appliance that went on your counter that you ran the water through, and it had an electrolysis chamber. And it created two streams of water, one alkaline and one acidic. And we see these machines in direct sales. There's been one company in particular that's been very, very successful over the last 15 years. Their device right now, I think, is running about $5,000, which is a lot more money than the average person can. You know, it used to be you could buy a used car for $5,000. I don't know if that's true anymore. But anyway, I got involved with a company. We created a product. It was the same electric technology. We had it available at about $1,800, so it was much less. We thought the efficacy of this unit was better. We had a video lab study that we did in Las Vegas to prove that it was better, and we did very well. We did many millions of dollars worth of sales in just a few years. But there were some issues with that technology, not the least of which was the fact that in order to create the energized water with this electric technology, you had to have a water that was sourced with mineral content in it. Unfortunately, a lot of the disinfectant compounds and other chemicals that we want to get rid of are actually smaller in particulate size than these minerals. So if we want water with minerals coming out of the tap, we're going to get also along with it a lot of these chemicals that we don't want to drink. And even worse than that, these electronic machines can add an energy factor to those chemicals, which can make them more absorbable in the body. So I decided to break away from the company that I was involved with. We sold our interest in that company. We started a company in 2011 based on what I called at that time a non-electric version of creating an alkaline antioxidant energized water. And we did this with a media compound that we helped to create. We were the first in America to really market that widely. And we've been doing it for a long, long time. And I got to tell you, the technology that we offer, this non-electric energization technology for water, is a lot better than what you're going to find elsewhere. And we even have equipment that we base this on that have the full purification modules so that you can actually know that you're removing all of the contamination out of the water before you drink it and still getting the benefits of this alkaline antioxidant, what we call microclustered water. And we've created a number of new technologies that we have available in our equipment at this point too, and a brand new economy drinking water unit that we call Mod Water, like Mod Squad, only it's Mod Water. And we're launching that product at the $347 price point, which is a huge discount off what its normal price will be after the first of the year. And this is an under-counter, hidden-away unit. It goes in your kitchen cabinet, typically below your kitchen sink, and it doesn't even require the addition of a second faucet, which is unusual for an under-counter unit. So this is going to transform and filter all the water that comes out of the cold side of your existing kitchen faucet, which is a huge plus. A lot of people have got recent kitchen updates. They've got beautiful brand new cabinets and counters. They've got this monolithic, you know, looks like the dishwasher faucet that we used back in the restaurant, and it's on this spring, and they don't want to add a second faucet because they like that monolithic look. And this simple, easy, inexpensive solution allows them to do that. Not only provides excellent filtration and serious contaminant reduction, but also provides that alkaline antioxidant microclustered water. Most of our influencers in our company are natural doctors. We have over 600 doctors across the U.S. that not only use but recommend our products. And it's because people get results, you know, with this water.
All right. Before we get to our next caller, there's an article published at Natural News. That's naturalnews.com, published today. The author is Ethan Huff. And here's the title of the article. Emergency rooms across America getting flooded with patients suffering acute organ failure, debilitating symptoms. Media claims that nothing to do with COVID vaccines. There was an article published at National Public Radio 2 days ago on the same topic that's referenced here a number of times. Hospitals getting filled up to the point where patients are in the hallways and don't have a room. That's what's going on right now in hospitals all over the United States. And, of course, they're suffering these organ failures and related things because of the clot shots. Our caller here is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning. You know, Kirk, you're talking about fluoride and water and whatnot. I guess we've been propagandized for many years. You know, fluoride's good for you. It'll prevent cavities. It'll do everything. But yet the fluoride in the toothpaste says if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount, call the emergency control. Everything is fluoridated. There is no proper dosage. Drink all the water you want in the bottle, which brings me to what you were talking about earlier, plasticized water. I'm one of these guys that reads the labels. And initially you would see from Red Bull and Springs or from the source at the well of the Crystal Springs or the municipal water supply of such and such. Well, I actually looked at one that from the municipal water supply of, I think it was Greenwood, Tennessee. So I went to Greenwood, Tennessee, and I brought up their analysis online, and it was full of carcinogens. The water supply that they were watering the people of the city had acceptable levels of carcinogens. And I looked on a map, and this little town was right outside where they made the nuclear bomb. And, you know, I can't remember the name of the city here in Tennessee for some reason.
Oak Ridge,
but all
Tennessee.
Of this stuff.
Oak Ridge,
right. So all of the pollutants that were released at Oak Ridge prior to the time where they had any control, the nuclear water and whatnot, went into the ground, which went into the springs, which went into the water supply, and they're drinking it. Now you go to that same bottle of water, and it says, for information, call 800 blah, blah, blah. So we've been propagandized. And it's even worse now, gentlemen, because back, I think it was in 2012 or 2010 when they came out with the Nation Act that repealed, and I've said this, I've harped on it for many years, listen to me, they repealed the Smith Month Modernization Act, which was in 19 legal to use propaganda against the American people, now became legal in 2010 or 2012. And if you've got a tool that allows you to lie to your people, to manipulate them, to cause them to do what you would have them to do, like you're herding cattle, and you've got that brand new hammer, you're going to use it. That's why we're hearing and seeing what we're seeing and hearing on the news and the radio, because they're lying to you, folks. They're manipulating you. Bernays had a book called Propaganda. I think it was page 81, like the third or fourth paragraph in the original book, said, if we understand the operation of the group mind, is it not possible for us to control the masses according to our will without their knowing it? We're being manipulated. So it's time that people wake up. And Kurt, I do have a water question for you. I'm on a well. I'm on city water, but I actually have a well that I used to water my horses with. It's 250 feet deep. Then a hydrant in the back. It's illegal for me to plumb to my house, according to the county. This unit that you're talking about under the counter does not run on electricity, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so it would be possible for me to get a unit, hook it up to the hydrant, and then bring it in when I'm through using it, make it a quick disconnect on like a 5/8 line coming off a freeze-proof hydrant.
Yeah, it
so
sounds like
I guess
so.
That's what I needed.
Yeah, the unit that we're talking about, the mod water unit, is actually what we call a point-of-use system. So it's designed to provide drinking water and cooking water and cleaning water at one sink. And it sounds like what you're talking about might be what we call a point-of-entry system, which is going to affect all of the water that comes into the house, unless you're just going to use that well at one location. So, but in any event, we make systems that do both, and the one that is designed for whole house is not a whole lot more under that current version. It just has a little bit higher volume capacity. So whatever it is, we'll be able to work it out and provide you with the solution that you need. And amen to the propaganda. You know, if you can do things to affect the decisions that people make and the way that they visualize and imagine circumstances that come up, you're going to be way ahead of the game. And, you know, it would be nice to believe that Bernays, you know, was the inventor of this. Of course, you know, even though he was a cousin or nephew or whatever of you know, Freud, I don't, you know, this thing has been around a long time. You know, I mean, we saw deception in the first few chapters of the Holy Bible. I mean, this is the name of the game. And you know, we have to guard against these things. We can only do that when we have strong, you know, philosophical underpinning that's tied to emotion. And we can do that for ourselves. We don't need other people to do it for us. We can do it for ourselves. And you know, we can also, you know, keep our mouths shut and not talk about what we believe for fear that it will, you know, cause dismay, you know, to other people. We can do that if we want.
If we've been lied to, and it, like you said, it was going on in the garden, it's never stopped. So what are the things that people believe to be true because science said so, or professors said so, or teachers or preachers said so? It must be true. They're so much smarter than John Moore, so much smarter than John and Kirk. They know what they're talking about. Look at that mathematical equation. I don't know what it means, but they do. So if the lie has been there, even our very existence and where we are living our lives could be such an illusion. And I'll tell you, it's an illusion. What your senses are telling you are on, what you feel and what you can observe are real. There are no pictures from outer space of Earth. They don't exist. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you both.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Our next call, we have a break coming up, and I don't think we'll get started with the next caller. We'll have to stop immediately. And, well, it looks like we can go ahead and skip. Well, we'll skip.
You know, who said you can't handle it on your feet? I think you can.
Yeah, roger that. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning, John. You know, I've heard Kirk speak a number of times, but I never listened. This is really rather amazing, your experience, your knowledge of all sorts of things, but your expertise in this water area, and I looked at your website and your products, and this under-the-sink item, I'm wondering, can that also be used if you had an emergency situation where you're gathering water? How would you be able to use that unit as well for that?
If you have a really big reservoir,
you need a lot of
elevate, you know, that you can elevate up in the air or some other method. Yeah, you know, it takes a certain amount of pressure to drive.
Pressure. You don't need a huge reservoir. You need pressure. Is that it?
Okay. Well, that's true. And you know, but I think that, you know, for emergency purposes, I think for many people, the Ready Pure Gravity Fed, you know, is a better solution. But you can make anything work with any circumstance if you've got the equipment and the know-how, you know, for sure.
Right. Okay, well, you know, I mean, sometimes we have to build up our products that we have, you know, on a gradual basis. So,
absolutely.
But,
I agree.
We're looking at all sort of potential outages, and this water thing is something I haven't dealt with, and I haven't dealt with the issue of purifying the city water or town water that we get, you know, and this is one area that has really been lacking, and I think it's rather exciting to hear the technology and the water clustering and alkalinity aspects of what you're talking about. This is sophisticated. This is not just a carbon filter.
No, it's not.
I perceive.
It's not Grandpa's carbon filter, no.
No. There's another question, Kirk, I wanted to ask. I've heard in the past that in some of the areas, they have put in two running to houses that are on a block situation, you know, blocks of houses, and that they could use that to deliver certain things to particular houses. And I suspect that would only be possible with a remote valving system that they would have in the lines, and then they could do all kinds of experiments and run this stuff for these people one day, and, you know, all sorts of things, and gather information through the AI, through your phones, or, you know, symptoms people are getting. I have no idea. Have you heard anything of this dual water line system?
No, but nothing at this point would surprise me. That's for sure. Yeah, my surprise factor has been lowered.
Yeah. I think there was also, John, a rather amazing interview that Dr. Fleming gave, I think, with Mike Adams, and he was showing all the different variants and color charts and where they were starting vaccinations, and the way he describes it so well. I mean, this guy is very sharp. It's amazing. And I hear Jane Ruby saying something like, oh, he's saying that there is no graphene oxide and there is no little nanobots in there. He never said that. He said there's a lot of disinformation out there. He mentioned those things, not necessarily saying they were disinformation, but he clearly did identify the non-isolation issue. And in that talk, and then he further said, he said that he did not observe those in the samples he looked at. He kept it very straight science in that respect. And so, you know, I just hear different people talk, and I realize the quality of the person you're listening to is highly variable here on the internet. And I'd just like to point out that I still think Dr. Fleming is very sharp. He doesn't see this, and he doubts these things in his mind, I believe, but that doesn't negate their presence if they have been seen by other people. And you don't know what's information and disinformation these days. It is such a mix. Would you folks concur or disagree, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Dr. Fleming also, and I look forward to seeing the interview you're talking about and getting more information from Dr. Fleming myself. How about you, Kirk?
Yeah, it sounds good. I'd like to. What's Fleming's first name? Do we know?
Richard, Dr. Richard Fleming. His website is FlemingMethod.com, but you can find that on Rumble or BitChute or Mike Adams' site on his Brady End site. Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
thank
Kirk.
You. Nice talking.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. Our last call this hour. We got almost out of time. Bryce in Colorado. Good morning, Bryce.
Yes. Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of making a change, a lot of changes, but I'm not fortunate enough to be in a position to to have money in the bank and just be able to start a business and or head out to the hills. But if you're a person that has high credit card debt and is about to have to take this piece of shit clot shot, and where would you move to? What states would be open to freedom of not having to take this death shot? And where would you go?
Well, my state, Missouri, here, Bryce, has we've basically outlawed the vaccine mandates to the best of our ability. A lot of freedom here, and plenty of employment opportunities. Local employers are offering a $750 sign-up bonus if you'll take their job. Plus, and more than that sometimes, $1,000 or more just to take a job as a sign-up bonus. Anything else, Bryce?
Is that anywhere in Missouri?
Pretty much. You want to stay away from the cities. I like the Ozarks. That's everywhere south of the Missouri River is the Ozarks, yes.
Yeah, here's a good general rule of thumb, I think, for everybody. If you've got a pair of gloves and you can still function physically, you'll never go hungry. Because, I mean, anywhere you go in this country, there's going to be people that are willing to hire an able working man or woman.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the